All right. Let's get started. Focusing in now. And bringing all of your attention to that dot in the center of your head, in the center of the sun. Bringing all of your attention, all of it, as focusing your attention as if it were a laser light. Bringing that intense light to bear, to bring it there to the center of the sun, in the center of your head, which is in the center of your mind. And as you are accessing, focusing like a laser light, your attention, all of your attention, bringing it all to bear in that center of the light, in the center of your head, in the center of your mind. And this light is the light of that sun. And it is a sparkling, joyous light. This light has movement in it. It's radiating, and the radiance of this light is pure joy. And allowing yourself to feel that joy, that movement, that joy of moving, of being, of radiating. Just joyful and allowing yourself to experience it. And this joyous light there in the center of your head, in the center of your mind, this joyous light consumes you so that all of your attention is subsumed by this joyous light, this light of perpetual movement, this light. This light of the will to evolve. This light which is ever moving, ever changing. And this light is an excitable light. Because this light carries potential. This light carries the potential for everything already known and seen, and everything yet to be discovered. And this light loves to move, and its love of movement expresses its joy. In those moments you are by yourself and maybe listening to music, and you can feel your body responding to the music, and you're really getting into it, and your whole beingness is responding to this music. Well, the energy of the will to evolve is very much like music. This is an energy that can move you. It can inspire you and manipulate you it can cause you to think in certain ways. And because you're thinking in certain ways, you behave in certain ways. And this is the energy that takes everything higher. It's always going up, but it is never critical of where it is. For always there is where it has been and where it is headed. But no matter how much lies behind or how much lies ahead, it is always in the same place, moving upward. That is its place, moving upward. And if you think about your life as a trail, how does it feel to you? When you look at your life, just for a moment, turn your mind's eye and look at the life you've led thus far. How does it feel looking at this light? How does it feel looking at your life? And as you turn and face the future, what do you see? Can you see what the future holds at all? What does it feel like? How does it feel? And as you cast your mind in that direction, outward, into the future, and that light that you've cast out into the future is illumining, what do you see? I'd like for you now to take a deep breath in. We're going to count again. We'd like for you to breathe in as long as we're counting in, and then to pause at the base of the breath. Now, as you're filling up with air, when we say pause at the base of the breath, take your attention all the way down to where your diaphragm is. Your diaphragm is below your lungs. You don't have to know exactly where it is. It's just in that area. And as you're pausing, just thinking about energizing that diaphragm. And then on the exhale, sending out that energy of the diaphragm outward. So breathing in, one, two, three, four, hold. Right there at the bottom of the breath. Breathing out. One, two, three, four. Now, as you're breathing out, even if you've let out all the air, keep pushing the air out, cleansing. Breathing in, one, two, three, four,
Hold. Breathing out. One, two, three, four. Breathing in. One, two, three, four. Hold. Breathing out. One, two, three, four. Breathing in. One, two, three, four. Hold. Breathing out. One, two, three, four.
Now take a few normal breaths. And going back now to the sun in the center of your head, and that dot in the center of the sun, in the center of your head, in the center of your mind. And as you're focusing on that dot, you fall through it. Into the void. And this space is soft and comforting. Perfectly quiet, utterly still. Letting it be rejuvenating, a relief from your life and all the sounds in it. Bringing yourself slowly back, and you'll notice that as your intent to exit the void is known, you can see an aperture opening, almost like the wheel or the eye of the camera, the lens. This circular, evolving opening, because as the circle grows larger, you can see the lens opening up, and you step back through the lens and find yourself
on a sled in the middle of summer, no less. And as you sit down on that sled, it begins to slide upward. And you're just riding it, sliding upward, higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. And as the sled reaches the top of the hill, you go right to the edge and you're looking out, perfectly balanced. And in this place, look around. What do you see? In this wide open vista here at the edge, what do you see? And as the sled inches closer and closer over the edge, you feel no fear. For if you open your senses, you can feel your soul all around you. And the sled slides forward. Out over nothing, sliding along, right over the air, giving you the most marvelous view in every direction. And the sled continues to slide across the air like the clearest ice ever imagined, because there is no ice. It is only air. And the sled continues to slide forward till it reaches more ground. And as the sled slowly comes to a stop, you find yourself near a mountain lake. You get off of the sled and you walk straight through the pine trees. The smell is heavenly, the air crisp and clean. And as you walk to the edge of the lake, you realize that this lake is the void. And as you step off the grass into the lake, your feet touch the bottom and disappear. And you continue to walk, and your calves disappear. You keep walking further, and your knees disappear. And then your thighs. And then the base of the body disappears. And as you move further and further into the lake, First your stomach, then your chest, your shoulders and arms. All gone. It all disappeared. Up to your neck. And you keep on walking. And you keep on walking until you are completely submerged. No part of you exists at all. Just you, the spark, here in the void, all gone, all submerged. Just allowing it. And then you start walking again. And as you walk, the top of your head is exposed, the crown. You can see the crown chakra, the lotus. Thousand-petaled lotus, crystalline white light, rainbow white light. And you just pause there, exploring the energy at the crown, for this is all who you are right now. And then slowly you begin to walk forward till more and more of your head is exposed. And then your neck and your shoulders and arms, your chest, your abdomen,
your belly.
The base of the body, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles. And just as you reach the other side of the lake, you step up onto the grass. All different, all new. You turn and bow to the maker of the lake, to the master of the void, to the one whose help you have just received. And bowing to your soul. Slowly, slowly. Bringing yourself now back into the room. And with that, we bid you Namaste.